Another day in the land of Studio B.
We're back here in the studio of Land of B, ain't we?
Yeah, we are. Sorry, I didn't know how to respond to ain't we. Haven't
Was
heard that in a
pretty.
while.
Yeah, sorry, it's my accent. I get it
No, it's
all. I
okay.
get it all the
No.
time, actually. It's hard. It's like a weird thing I've got, you know what I mean? You go like probably 100 miles somewhere else, and they're like, "Sir, where are you from?" "Well, I'm from the land of nowhere."
Land of nowhere.
That's where I'm from, yeah.
I have a life update for you too.
Can I hear
Remember la sure. Remember last week how I was like, I'm gonna ride 50 miles a week. The next morning, we record on Tuesdays, Wednesday, I rode my bike from the apartment complex, which is on top of the hill, down Emory, and then up the hill to Emory. And as I was flying, I hit 31 miles an hour on my bicycle because it is electric and I'm pedaling and it's down a giant hill. I had this amazing thought of like, what would happen if while I'm going 30 miles an hour, what if I like shifted gears like two or three to see what would happen? And the chain went and the chain came off of all of, like the gears and got in between the frame and I could not pedal and I was at the bottom of the hill. And then it started to rain. Rah rah, stingers up.
Did you? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, you were soaked yesterday when you came in for our meet on our wild card night.
That was a different day, but yeah, I have been rained on twice. Thank you for bringing that up, Peyton.
You're welcome. It's right here every day.
It has. I like it though.
We're here at the Emory Rainforest where it rains every day, at least once.
Peyton, how's your life?
We're doing okay. The beginning that sounded really bad. It's not bad. The beginning of the week was kind of hard. I've been trying to figure out a lot of stuff, whether that was dropping a class, making sure I get my credits transferred over from my time in
Ooh,
the summer.
yeah.
And then I try to get all my homework done on like Sunday and Monday for the beginning of the week, so I don't have anything to do for the rest of the week. So my Sunday, Monday, and kind of Tuesday is super busy because I try to get everything done before the end of the week, so I don't have anything to do. So
Peyton, what's the number one song that you're listening to right now?
the number one song that I'm listening to right now.
Just like I've got the song I've been
Oh
listening to.
yeah,
What is
I
it?
got it.
I'm gonna
It's
ask Meg
easy. It's
too.
by. Did you know that Zach Bryan came out with a new album,
I did.
and it's actually really good. And the song that I've been listening to off of that album is "I Remember Everything."
Ooh.
It's really good. I've listened
Is
to
that
it.
the one with Casey Musgraves?
Yes.
That's a good
Yeah, dude,
duo right
very good.
there.
Yeah, I like that. That's my number one song I've been listening to. So yeah.
Meg, enlighten me on your life since the last Tuesday we were in here. What's going on?
Not much. I've been sending lots of emails,
Yeah,
which
you
seems
have.
to be what I do with my life. Ryan, you'll
But
be
you like it
receiving.
though, right?
No, I love it.
They're good emails too.
They are. You'll be receiving one on Monday. I
I
learned how to
figured.
schedule emails to go out at a certain time.
Yeah.
It's the
Wait, so you already
most.
have an email for me that's going to go out next Monday?
Yes.
And you know what it's going to say, and I don't.
Correct.
Wow.
It's not just to you. You're CC'd on the email. It's to a lot of people. It's for our
What
little
did I
event
do?
plug town hall next
Okay,
Wednesday.
I didn't
I'm
know
at
what I
6 p.m.
did.
in the BOV.
Yeah, okay.
That's like that'll be the final time that I have to bug everybody about it.
Yeah. Meg, what's like your number one song that you're listening to right now?
My playlist consists of random songs from like 10 years ago and Noah Kahan, and that's really it.
It's a good little mix right there.
I'm thinking the one that I haven't skipped at all recently,
No skips.
no skip, would be "Call Your Mom" by Noah Kahan.
Oh, I like Dial Drunk.
I like that one too. I'm getting a lyric from "Call Your Mom" tattooed on me on the
Wow. So you
September
must like that
12th.
song.
I like that song a lot. It's
Orange
in,
Juice, you know that one?
yeah, that one's
That's a
really
good
good.
song.
Yes. It's in Noah Kahan's handwriting, and I'm getting it tattooed on my body. That'll
Sweet.
be my first tattoo.
Exciting stuff.
Very exciting. How about you, Ryan? Tell us your song.
Oh, Domino by Van Morrison.
I've
It is
never heard
so
that.
good. It's like, I just.
I thought that you started that. Like, I thought you started this as like a bit, just so that Peyton
No.
would say arms wide open.
Okay, no. Here's what happens.
I thought that
No,
that was
it really wasn't a
I
bit,
thought that
but
was the
everything is a
bit.
bit. No,
Do it for the bit.
Peyton and I have a, we have a, we're a lot more similar, I think, than we get. We really like 90s alternative rock, you know? and
Yeah.
early 2000s, like kind of, and two songs that we sang in the studio today, like in between asking questions during this interview, and that we've just been humming is With Arms Wide Open by Creed,
Yeah.
and a secondary song of similar importance, It's Been a While by Stained.
Yeah. I feel like the two types of music that Peyton listens to, one of which being like divorced dad rock, which is what you and him bond over.
I wasn't gonna say it on the podcast, but you did, so
It's like that's a
it's
thing.
a vibe.
It's a thing. And then like old country music, which is the thing that me and Peyton can bond over.
Like what kind of old country music? What are we talking about?
Do you want to sing something for us, Peyton?
I think you should. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the
Peyton
old
Derrick.
time Western, Peyton Derrick.
And three-time reigning champion. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
She left her key in her pocket as we walked down the grocery store. That's a pretty funny, wasn't it? That's good.
What
Actually,
song is that,
what
Peyton?
song is that? I just made it up. It's called Grocery Store with Left with the Key in My Pocket. It's pretty good,
You
actually.
just made that up?
Yes. Ain't that cool?
I really thought you were gonna sing like something that you actually knew.
I thought it was too. But
But
he knew that.
honestly, that felt like a song that definitely could have been
That
a
sounded like a
song.
Randy Travis song.
Yes.
It was. We could do like a yeah, we could have done like an Amarillo by morning.
That's not Randy Travis. That is
No,
George
that's George
Strait.
Strait up
Get it
from
straight.
San Antonio. See, that'd be cool. So we could sing that too.
That would be really
Yeah,
cool.
I like that. Yeah, we can.
Fun fact about George Strait. One of like my mom's like crown jewels of like things is that when she was a teenager, she was at a store and there was a poster of George Strait in like the changing room, and she took it and
No.
still
Oh my
has it.
gosh. That's
She like
amazing.
rolled it up and
Does
took it.
anybody else's
And
mom have a weird thing about Bon Jovi or no?
no.
My mom's really obsessed with Bon
Sorry,
Jovi.
Erica, that she doesn't. I don't know if she listened to the
Not
podcast, but I hard
Erica.
launched that she stole a poster
Duh,
of.
Erica. My mom's name is Amy. Hey, Amy. She
Did
doesn't
she
listen.
steal a Bon Jovi poster?
No, she's just weirdly obsessed with Bon Jovi. Not weirdly. Like, I like Bon Jovi songs too,
Yeah.
but she just like that's a if that like if she if she's somewhere and Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi comes on, it's over.
I saw Bon Jovi in concert when I was very young.
Oh my gosh,
It was
that's
a crazy
crazy.
experience. It
That is
was at a
crazy.
golf tournament and he was playing.
I just have a great idea. That's got a good idea.
What was your idea, Peyton?
What happens if I said we could get Felicia on the podcast?
Who is Felicia?
My mother. It would be so funny.
Please tell me about Felicia.
My mom's like
Yes.
me, but on another level of levels.
How?
She's just really loud. She's funny. She loves to talk more than me.
That's not possible.
Yeah, it's very
That's
possible.
not
Yeah. And she's
possible.
loud too. Yeah, you'll know where she's at. If she's her laugh's like a hyena laugh, it's like annoying, but she'll go, ha, it's so funny. But yeah, it's my mother. Yeah. I miss her. I like to. I think I'm going home Friday, so I'm going to go see my mom and dad.
Yeah,
I
Labor
haven't
Day
seen them in
weekend's
2 or 3
coming
weeks.
up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're out of school Monday. Good
My class
point.
got canceled on Friday.
No way. You got a 4 day weekend.
I know. I still have to go to work
Should we
next.
do a mom's episode?
Maybe a Mother's Day?
My mom's made a
That would be
feature on the
good.
podcast
She
before.
has. I remember she was in the car.
Yeah. She has listened to that episode multiple times because she thinks she's famous or something. And she also like it was a cool episode because it was
Yeah.
Scott and whatever, and they knew each other when they went to college together.
Aww.
What about your mom?
I think so.
You think Erica would come on?
She's not a podcast girly, though.
Oh, my mom's not either. She
Okay.
thought it was, she thinks it's so weird. Not like in a bad way, but
Yeah.
she that's not something that she would ever have done in college, be a part
Yeah.
of a podcast.
And now here we are. Look at us
Now
three.
here we are.
Well, enough about us. Let's have an episode, a
Oh.
shared conversation with
A
Haley Cooper.
redo.
I wasn't going to reveal it yet.
Oh, sorry.
You're going to find out what
Spoiler.
Meg just said. Here is Haley Cooper. Hey, welcome to Studio B, the Emory and Henry College Bonner Scholar Podcast. Join Ryan and Peyton as they discuss themes of place, community, and common ground.
This is Studio B.
Haley Cooper.
Hello.
Hello. Well, I think we need to be honest with the people, Peyton.
Oh, let me hear
Well, you know the honest thing I'm about to say. We actually had an episode recorded with Haley Cooper
We did.
last season. However, when our editor Ryan went to go and Meg, I'm glad Meg mentioned that. When we went to go edit it, something happened with the audio. I don't know if it was the headphones or
Was it
something,
your
but
fault?
I plead the fifth.
I'm just kidding. I'm
At
giving you a
that
hard
point, I
time.
had not taken an audio engineering class.
But you have
So,
now.
yes. And here we are sitting down with a redo with Haley Cooper. And I'm excited because that was a good episode. However, there are some really cool things that are happening since then. Before we
Correct.
get started, Haley Cooper, where are you right now? Like, what I always like to ask people, like, where they do their interview, because as you all know, we don't talk to people usually in the studio. We do
Exactly,
a
yeah. Over
web
Zoom,
call.
yeah.
So,
I am currently an MS in the second floor, like meeting conference room. So that's
as a science major, do you ever leave McLaughlin Street?
no, not really.
No, we don't. We never leave there. No,
Okay. Oh,
not
so you're
really.
in there too. I see.
Well,
Here's the
somewhat, yeah,
thing.
most of the time.
All of my classes are primarily in Byers, so like this is my MS.
Oh.
And every time I have to walk up to the hill to go to
Oh, yeah,
MS, I feel like I should get like travel abroad credit or study abroad for going up there, because that's like a foreign country to me.
Yeah, that's the academic walk.
Yeah.
Taking the academic walk all the way up the wrong brick road up to the
Wrong
class.
brick
Yeah.
road. Oh my gosh. Haley, can you tell us about life pre-Emory and what brought you here?
So I am originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. Born and raised, go Vols. Woo! The reason Emory actually was on my radar because I did color guard in high school and they have a color guard and marching band here. So that was one of the reasons it was on my radar. And I got an invite for Bonner and Honors. And I thought it would just be a really great opportunity for me. So I'm here now. And it's been awesome. I'm a senior now, so good for years.
Haley, could you, me and you, we've been here a while, and I think we stuck it out through COVID, which is pretty good. A lot of people had actually, I think, left and transferred. So I missed a lot of those people that came in with me my freshman year, but a lot of those people are gone now, which is kind of sad. Speaking upon being here a while, what is your major?
I am a biology major, BS, potential chemistry minor. So working on that. We'll see.
So you have a lot on your plate.
Yeah, always, but that's okay.
Oh, and chem majors are pretty brutal. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You have like I think an ending senior kind of project kind of in a way, right?
Yeah, so for my bio major, I have a thesis that is also part of like my honors thesis as well. And pretty much all throughout my, I guess I've been working on it for 2 years now. I've been conducting research on some gut microbiome stuff, so it's been pretty awesome.
As a communications major, what
It's
is the gut microbiome?
pretty interesting. It's a lot that goes into, I don't know a lot. She's been doing research on it, but from classes I've taken, the gut is a very interesting ecosystem.
Yes, I am glad you asked. So, not many people think about this, but part of our gut microbiome, it's like our digestive tract. We have little microbes, and so like bacteria. We have some, a little bit of fungal. It just depends on the person. But there's like billions of little microbes that live in our gut that actually help with like helping with digestion and aiding in breaking down food and other metabolites. So it's really cool to see the research. I'm looking at that relationship and the diet that we consume and how that affects our body as a whole. So, sorry.
That is so interesting.
It's a weird concept, but it's like it's true. Everything that happens is what happens.
That's crazy. Okay. No, I mean, it makes sense, but I think my world is just skewed into this, like making things so that people can view them, but really, you all are like studying things inside, you
Yes.
know? That's a weird thing that we don't have enough time to unpack in the podcast.
Yeah.
Haley, you do a lot on campus, period. Can you tell us, just so our audience knows, like some other areas that intersect? Like, what are the different organizations that you work with at Emory and Henry?
Yeah, so I've brought up honors. I'm in Bonner. I am in the Honor Society for the biology department. I'm in Greek Life. I'm in Pre-Health Club. I'm in our environmental, like, conservation, like, club that we have on campus. I work in the library. You guys should come and visit. We have cool stuff in there. What else do I do? That's all I can think of right now. There's probably something else I'm missing, but EAB, Emory and Henry Activity Board. That's like a big one for me. Sorry, I forgot about it. But yeah, that's our activities board on campus. So I'm in a lot and I'm very happy with like all the clubs and activities I'm in, because I've been able to build such cool relationships with awesome people like Ryan and Meg and Peyton. Like, I know all three of them because we're in some stuff that kind of overlap a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird how everything here intersects. You brought up something that we actually don't talk about a lot on this podcast, the library. I know there are a lot of people here who are like diehard library.
They've been having animal dog days there. I call them dog days.
Haley Cooper, I feel like you're the best person. Can you tell Peyton and Meg and I about the library?
Yeah. So not many people know this, but I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities offered. Like, we're even starting a D&D club that will start sometime in September. I think the first meeting is September 15th. We have that. We have like resources. So you come in, you need help with research, they can help you get in touch with some people that can help with your research, or even give you some articles that can help. Like Peyton said, we have our Furry Fridays. I think that's what we call it. Every other Friday we have community people come in and they have their dogs that are like therapy dogs, and they just come and sit, and it's a really good time. On those off Fridays that they aren't there, the library is offering different activities. There's a button making station now, which I'm really excited for. You can come in, make your own buttons. It's free. So there's a lot. I don't know. That's all I can give you right now, but yeah.
I went to the library the other day and I found myself sitting in the poetry collection.
Yes. It's such
that
a cool
is such a serene spot. Have you been there, Peyton?
I go actually about every Tuesday and Thursday because
the poetry
I,
collection?
No. Okay. Just in the library. No, not the poetry collection. I end up going there after I eat breakfast. I'll go before my next class. So I sit in there and do homework. I figure out what I need to do for the rest of the week, and it's kinda like a nice little place for me to regain my thoughts until my next class.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's really cool. The library is a good little place where you want to have some alone time. So I like the library. It's a good place.
Yeah. Another community that brings us all together is the magical work of Bonner. Haley, what podcast are... did I just say podcast?
Yes.
That's crazy. What project are you on? Not you laughing at me.
Yeah. Our project is the podcast. Let's figure out what Haley's project is.
What is your project? And can you tell us about maybe some other projects you've worked on?
Yeah. So my current project is the thrift store. We're located in the chapel basement. It was one that was created last year. I've participated for a year now. This will be the second year. It's allows students to bring in clothing and kind of exchange clothing for whatever we have in there right now. Actually, tomorrow and Wednesday, we're going to have like a little drop-off day where people can come in. I think it's between 2 p.m. and 9 p.m. and just drop off some of the stuff that they don't want anymore and see if they find anything that they like that we already have and stuff. It's really cool too, because we have community members come and drop off some stuff as well. I know last year we actually helped out some nursing students because they had like a policy change where they had to wear like business casual. And we had some of the business wear that some of the faculty and staff on campus donated. So that helped them a lot. And it was just really cool to see like a project. I mean, one of the things that Bonner talks about is just seeing the impact that your project makes on your community or the impact that it has on the community. And it was really cool to see that like firsthand, being able to help students get things that they wouldn't have been able to get otherwise. So that was really awesome. Some of the past projects I've been a part of have been included chats. I worked in the garden for a few years, so that was pretty nice. I missed the garden. That was like my original, the OG Bonner project. So yeah, those are some of the projects I've been a part of.
You have been a part of a lot of stuff, a lot, way a lot more stuff than I could possibly say. and we probably should have asked this question earlier, which I keep getting emails all the time, and I probably need to go, but I'm not really interested until there's one people that come, which is the optometry place, which they came last time, optometry school, which was Pikeville. So do you enjoy the pre-health club? I guess you do, because you're pretty big upon in the pre-health club. So do you enjoy, you know, being in it?
Yeah, I'm actually the president of the pre-health club. So that's a role that I have this year. I was vice president last year. It's been an awesome opportunity for me to get in contact with other people that have similar interests in me, similar interests that I have similar interests that I have. Not only that, but there's so much outreach and so many connections that can be made with the pre-health club. I've actually been able to shadow like a few doctors in the area because of the pre-health club. So it's just opened a lot of doors for me. It's just an amazing opportunity for students who are interested in those career paths. And I know the optometry school that came, hopefully we can bring them back again because their presentation was really cool. But yeah, we're able to, I guess, help students from all kinds of like pre-health backgrounds, including like nursing, PA, physician's assistant, physical therapy, occupational therapy. There's more I might be, optometry, dentistry is one of them. So it's been very helpful.
Haley, I've got one question that I like to ask everybody that's been on the pod. I can't even say it now.
The podcast?
I almost said pod project. Can you tell it's a rainy day at Emory Henry College because of how slow Ryan's brain is today? But nonetheless, Haley, you do so many amazing things. You worked on all these cool projects and like in the thrift store and the pre-health club and Emory Climate Collaborative and all these.
You
cool
saw a bunch of stuff, yeah.
Plug the episode of Dr. Davis because he talked about his time working with the ECC. Anyway, is there a time in your career as a student here that you realized that this was supposed to what you were supposed to be doing? I know it can be hard sometimes when you do a lot of things like you and I and a lot of us do to find those moments. But do you have a moment where you're like, this is where I'm supposed to be at?
Yeah. So one of the clubs or I guess organizations I'm a part of that I didn't bring up is the Student Government Association. I am a part of the cabinet, and last year my role, which is now the DEIB secretary, but it was Multicultural Affairs secretary last year, was like getting a vending machine for students who have like Afro curly hair. So the vending machine is holding hair care products that cater towards that hair texture. And I just, for me personally, having people come up to me and asking me about the project, when it was going to get off the ground, things like that, just like, I guess, solidified for me that me being at Emory, like, and me being an advocate for some students that may have not had a voice at the time, meant a lot. And that was like, I think being a part of that definitely made me realize like, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be, because it was a role that I was able to play that, I don't know, not many, I guess, it just made me, I don't want to say like it made me feel good, but it made me feel good about the work that I was doing on campus. Cause sometimes some of the work you do might be go unseen, which is also fine because you don't do things to be praised for it, but it was just really cool to see how helpful that was for students and how much of an impact it had.
See, that's what's cool about it, is because every person that we've had on here has their own unique story that they have, but I guess it all kind of connects in a way because we're all at the same kind of same location, the same place. So it all kind of wraps up and it all goes together, which is pretty cool, because I have my own. I know Ryan has his own. I know Meg has her own. So I feel like everybody that we get on here has their own little thing that brings them to this place that we call home, which is Emory. So I like that. Well, Haley, I'm sorry, but this is all the time that we have for today. I really do appreciate you for being on here with us. I guess again for the second time. But yeah, it was really fun. I enjoyed talking with you yet again. Thank you, Haley.
Awesome. Thank you all for having me again.
Yeah, of course. Bye, Haley.
Bye.
Studio B is part of the Emory and Henry College Bonner Scholar Program through the Appalachian Center for Civic Life. Studio B is produced by Meg Askew and edited by Ryan Vaughn. To listen to past episodes, go to anchor.fm/ehstudioB or wherever you listen to podcasts.